Father, we want to take a moment to just acknowledge your presence and to just say thank you for dwelling inside of us. Thank you that you have chosen our bodies to be the temple where the Holy Spirit dwells. God, thank you that we don't have to go to a certain place. We don't have to travel to a certain country. We don't have to pay a price to climb in Rome on a particular stairs to reach your grace and mercy. But whatever where we are, you meet us. Because he whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we thank you, Lord, that this morning we call upon your name, a name above all other names, a name that is alive and well, a name that is resurrected and death could not hold you down, a name that has power over every sickness and every disease and every sin, a name that has authority, a name that we can call upon, a name that is a strong tower that the righteous should run to it and be safe, a name that gives us hope, a name that gives us resurrection, a name that we call to and we're cleansed and forgiven, a chosen people. Hallelujah. This morning, God, we are in all your presence. Oh God, if your presence is not among us, there is no point of being together. Oh God, come one more time. Come one more time, O Holy Spirit. Lead our lives, O Father. I pray that you would take preeminence in our conversations, in our gatherings, in our singing. Oh God, it's all about you and for you and for your glory. God, I pray that every moment we are tempted to think that it's something about us and how great we are. Oh God, forgive us. Oh Jesus, when we gather together, it's because of you, because you have commanded us to gather together, and because you have promised that you're gonna be among us and in us. And for that reason, Lord, we come before you with confidence, knowing, oh Lord, that you have promised to be among us. Oh Jesus. And this morning I pray that if our hearts are troubled, if our hearts are filled with questions, God, I pray that you would comfort us. As when the disciples were in a room and they were together in despair, you have showed up and you did not condemn them because the way they felt. You did not condemn them because they did not believe your word. You did not condemn them because they did not believe your promises and what you have just told them a few days before. But the first words out of your mouth came, peace to you. And I pray that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill this room this morning, oh God. We pray that the peace of God will come in the marriages. We pray for the peace of God to come among your people, oh God. We pray for the peace of God to come among our families. And one more time, oh Lord, that we would hear your voice, not of condemnation, but a peace that you speak to us because you love us with everlasting love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, heal our hearts, oh Father. Reconcile relationships. Reconcile marriages, oh Lord. And speak peace in the storm, oh Father. Speak peace this morning to the minds that are troubled. Speak peace to the hearts that are filled with disappointment. Feel peace, oh God. Speak peace over our families, over our communities, over our nation. Oh God, one more time. Let the house of the Lord be called the house of prayer, where the saints of the Lord will be filled this house with prayers and thanksgiving and worship to you, oh God. Father, I pray, oh Jesus, that the programs this morning will be pushed away and the hearts will be filled with worship and praise to you, because that's why we are gathered here, oh Father, to hear you speak peace to us, oh Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that the veil is pushed away. Oh God Almighty, and you came out of the holies of holies and you have met us. You have met us where we were, oh God. You did not give us 50 steps to be able to obtain the mercies and the grace of God, but you came out of the heaven and you met us sinners where we were, oh Father, and where we are this morning, and you're speaking peace, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for this veil that was broken. We thank you for this symbol that you've given to us. And you came out of the holies of holies to meet us. Hallelujah. 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 We give praises to you this morning, oh God. We love you this morning, Almighty God. We bow down before you, oh Jesus, and we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your promises. We worship you because you're worthy of all honor and praise. Oh God, we bow down before you, oh Jesus, and we thank you for the forgiveness. We thank you for the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have risen from the dead, and now we have hope in you, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The veil is broken, oh God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I would like to give an altar call this morning if your heart is heavy, if your heart is filled with unbelief, if your heart is hurting, if your heart is full of questions, of saying, God, like the disciples, we know you said all these things, but where are you? He's speaking peace over you. He's speaking peace over you. And we're just going to pray for a moment. And if you would like to, before we go into the message, if you would like to just answer the altar call and say, God, I pray this morning that I would hear your voice, your word, that you speak peace to me. Peace to me. Peace. I need your peace. This passes all understanding to cover me this morning. I'm sick and tired of running around. I'm sick and tired of hiding. I speak peace. Peace over your marriage. Peace over your children. Peace over your family. Peace over the circumstances you're facing. And please don't just hang around and push back, but respond to the Lord. He's doing something among us. And we're just going to be in obedience to respond to him and say, God, let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. No condemnations have power over our lives, but the peace of God. No condemnations for those that are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore no condemnation, but the love of Jesus Christ and the peace of God has the last word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your voices. Don't wait for a song to stir us up, but say, Holy Spirit, stir me up. Stir me up and lift up your voices to the Lord and just pray, cry out to him. The peace of God that can quiet the storms, the peace of God that can renew our minds, the peace of God that can lead us and guide us, the peace of God, hallelujah. Lift your voices to the Lord for a moment. So
anointed one who was and is to come. Shed his blood, you prove to us the Father's love. Jesus Christ, we lift it up. Holy, holy Lamb of God, anointed one, who was and is to come, seated on the throne above. Holy, holy, righteous one who shed his blood, you prove to us the Father's love.
as we stay where we are, I'm just going to shorten my message to a few minutes, and we'll spend a little bit of time in prayer again. So don't go to your seats. Wherever where you are, if the congregation wants to be seated, but those at the altar, stay here where you are. The worship team, please stay here. The greatest joy in our lives is when we know that God is with us and He leads us and guides us. Amen. The greatest joy in our life is when we know that the presence of God is with us. And in moments like this, this is when Samuel hears the voice of the Lord and the call of God in his life. It's in moments like this when we respond to what God has for us. It's in moments like this when we say, God, not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. It's in moments like this when we respond to what the Lord has for us. And as after the church, we're going to be in upper foyer and outside signing up for different ministries. It's in moments like this that God is nudging our hearts and reminds us of the call that He has for us, of the things that He desires us to do in the body of Jesus Christ. This is where we get formed. This is when we tend to respond to what He has for us. I remember being a child and growing up in a big family. We didn't have a whole lot. We were growing poor. But there was a desire in my parents' heart to serve. Because once you're a believer, you are part of the body of Jesus Christ. Once you sign up to an army, you don't say, I don't want the uniform. I don't want any weapons. I just want to hang out in the downtown. That's not how it goes. If you sign up into the army, you go to the boot camp, they give you a uniform, they give you weapons, and they teach you how to fight. Same thing in the body of Jesus Christ. When we become born again believers, we're not existing, but He calls us. And He says that you have a part in the body of Jesus Christ. I'm reminded to this day when we gather together with our family. My dad looks at all of our family, all of his sons and daughter. And yesterday, it was 25 years ago since we immigrated to the United States, and we only came with 20 people. And now we are 98. God has tremendously blessed us. God took care of us. But in the midst of everything that we have obtained, He looks all of us in the eyes. He says, no riches is going to bring joy to my heart. No positions, no connections, no wealth. If I hear about you and I hear how well you're doing financially, how well you're doing here, that doesn't bring me joy. What brings me joy is to know that you're walking with the Lord and you're fulfilling the call of God upon your lives. That's what the joy is, where the joy is, the fulfillment is. And He reminds us to this day to serve in the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 says this, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. The world says it's in vain, but in the Lord the labor is not in vain. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 says this, God is not unjust. He will not forget your works. My brother, my sister, God does not forget our works. He's not unjust, but He's a just God. He remembers everything. He will not forget your works and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continued to help. How do we love Him? How do we show that we love Him? Is by helping people. And not just helping people, but to continue helping people. Proverbs says this in chapter 11, verse 25, the end of the verse. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. It's not we only give, but God blesses us as well. When we serve, when we're involved in the things that God has called us to do, He blesses us as a result. And the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord and not for man. So often, we do things because we think we work for man, we serve a man. But He says, no, you serve me. In the end of the day, I am the one that you're serving. And then He says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. It's the Lord Christ you are serving. And my brothers and sisters, from time to time, we go to the hospital to get checked to make sure we're okay. When I was younger, I thought it's a little bit, you know, funny. Why would you go to the hospital? I feel perfectly fine. But as the years go by, you have to do the physical, the yearly physical. And then you find out how important it is to do that. And then when you're there, the doctor checks you. And then it's great news when he says that everything is fine, but also it can be bad news that something is wrong that they need to work on or they need to pay attention to. But whenever when something is wrong with some organs in our body or some of the things that we're facing, we're not saying, oh, it's fine. It's just, we're going to be just perfectly fine. We're not saying that. But we pay attention to those things, right? We want those things to get better. How much more in the body of Jesus Christ? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and down, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, but also He likens the body of Jesus Christ as our body. As it's one body with many organs. It's one body with many parts, if I can put it that way, that God desires for everything to function correctly, for everything to function perfectly. And maybe this morning, you came to church, and it's your physical, if I can put it that way. It's your physical examination that God, through the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you and says, hey, you're supposed to be the arm, but you're not functioning. This morning, I want you to step into the gifting and be the arm. Somebody might be the eye or the ear. And a lot of times, we all want to be parts of the body or organs of the body that everybody sees. But the Bible teaches us that there are more important organs in your body that are not visible, but they're with more honor. Your liver, your lungs, your heart, and so many other things. That so often we say, if I'm not doing things in the body of Jesus Christ that are visible, I don't want to be part of it because I'm hurt or I got hurt. While holding the door or working with children downstairs or being part of this wonderful worship team, maybe it's not as what I would have myself do. But this morning, God is reminding you that there is much honor on you. Much honor, especially for those that are doing things that are not seen by man. But let me tell you, they are seen by the Lord. They are seen by the Lord. And whatever where you can say yes to, coming a little bit earlier, maybe once a month working with the children downstairs, holding the door, vacuuming the carpet, whatever what it is, coming with the perspective, God, I might not be seen by man, but I know that I am seen by you. And I know the reward is not going to come from man, but I want to make sure that the reward is going to come from you. And anything that I do, anything that I do, anything that I do, anything that I do, help me to do it as unto you. And there's so much freedom in that, my brother, my sister. And it's in moments like this, in the presence of the Lord, when we grasp a little bit of that thought, oh God, it's your presence who transforms people. It's your presence that comes down. It's your presence who saves people. It's your presence who does a work in people. And we're just vessels that you're using in the kingdom of God. And there is no greater joy than to know that. There is no greater joy. I remember when growing up and my parents would take us with them to visit a sick person. And we would just go to the little kids and they would say, sing. We'd encourage them. And during that time, we're like, why are we here? We want to do something else. But they installed in our hearts the importance of the body of Jesus Christ to show up. There were poor families that we had to go and encourage. There were families that did not know the Lord, and my parents would go and help them around the house. They did not come and preach the gospel to them right away with words, but they show up and helping them with the roof, with their hearing system, mowing the lawn and doing things and building a relationship and then sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, till this day, even though they're approaching to be close to 80 years old, till this day, they are still involved in the body of Christ. They're still taking missions. They're still texting us. Look, this person got saved. Look, we prayed for this person. For years, we visited this person in that country or here. And they're filled with excitement because God has called them to be evangelists in the body of Jesus Christ. And when you grasp on that truth, there is so much joy. There's so much joy in knowing. It's not in the quantity of things that you do. It's not in the things that are visible or not. It's in the things that you know that God has in that you in that place. And if you know that you know that you know, it doesn't matter what you do, there will be joy in your heart. There will be joy in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Joy is not found on a stage just in those moments. That all of us have converted ministry in the 21st century to be about the stage. My brothers, my sister, joy, it's when the whole body of Jesus Christ come together and function in the things that God has called you to function in. And to say, here I am, oh Lord, help me. Help me. And this morning I'm saying yes. This morning I'm gonna sign up on the upper foyer. God, lead me. If I've been hiding, if I've been just doubting myself, I'm taking a step of faith this morning. And it's either once a month or once a quarter or two times a month, whatever what the Lord leads you. Say yes to the Lord. And the joy of the Lord will be in your life. You might not have everything what the world says for you to have to feel joyful. But let me tell you something. The joy of the Lord cannot be compared to the things of this world that can bring you joy temporarily. So I would like to ask you if you can stand together with me, even those that are all altars here, if you can stand. The title of my message was, "It's not me, but we." Can you repeat that after me? It's not me, but we. It's the body of Christ. Don't think you're alone. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other, amen? Christina, if you can lead us in one more song. And after that, Pastor Josiah is going to come and Haley is going to come lead us to the closing. And we have another prayer, a special prayer. But during this song, and as you sing, as you pray, as you prepare your hearts to go to upper foyer to sign up for different ministries, remember this. There is no greater joy than to know that you are where God is calling you to be. And whatever that is, there is no small and big in the kingdom of God. It's the body of Christ. And we're all needed. Amen? And I pray that Times Square Church Summit Campus is going to be a healthy body. A healthy body. A healthy body. Amen? Where all the organs are working properly to bring glory and honor to His name. Amen? Let's sing together.